Welcome to another episode of the Golden Garage. Excuse me, I mean episode. I think I said episode. Kind of sound like I said apostle. Not really. Maybe epistle. But not epistle. Epistle. I think that means book, right? Epistle. Yeah. Which is appropriate because I guess we're calling this the Easter special. Right? Yeah. There's a raccoon in the Golden Garage who just nodded his head at me. So, yeah, I guess I'll talk to him. He's just standing looking at me. He's on his, like, legs, his hind legs, like, yeah. I don't know what else he'd be standing on, but, I mean, like, he's not really standing. Anyways, he's not of importance. Yes, so, how are all my Pringles today? All my wonderful Pringles. Yeah, you all know you're the chip. You all are hip. Hip like a chip. Yep. You know. I mean, there's nothing wrong being called a Pringle. Because after all, Pringles have ridges. Wait. No, not Pringles. Pringles. No, actually, Pringles are crisps. Yeah. Pringles are crisps, even in America. Mm-hmm. That is what they are. So, yeah. Happy Easter. Happy birthday if it's your birthday, as usual. Let's just get right into what we need to get into. I mean, you know, like, let's get these topics out of the way. Because if there's anyone you want to hear a topic from, like, if you, like, you want to hear someone's view or, like, their take on any situation or topic in the entire universe, it's gonna be some random guy locked in a Golden Garage. That's gonna be who you wanna get your stuff from. This is good stuff right here, people. I'm talking Daily Show right here, people. Okay, WrestleMania 31. That was a spectacle. Put on by World Wrestling Entertainment. That was a solid show. People, listen. Like, even if you don't like wrestling, go watch that show because it was amazing. You'd still be entertained. I mean, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. You get wrestling, you get entertainment, and, well, I mean, I guess you won't really get the world, but, you gotta find the right person to give you the world. No, people, listen. If you want the world, go take the world. I mean, you won't get the world, but I mean, I'm supposed to be plotting world domination here, but you know, no one's gonna give you the world. If you want the world, you're gonna have to go out and take it. Very, very few succeed. I don't know if anyone's actually taking the world. Hopefully, the sun doesn't anytime soon. Okay. So WrestleMania, wonderful show. Wonderful show. I mean, with WWE's recent track record, I don't think most people saw such a great show coming, you know? And it was also Sting's first WrestleMania. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I know news, news gets to the Golden Garage. Oddly, I wouldn't say late necessarily. I'd say oddly. You know, I get some news from raccoons, of course, and bears among other beasties. But honestly, nothing hurt to watch. Everything was enjoyable. For the first time in a while, we had a WWE show that you could watch, and it didn't sting. Like, first time in a while, did not sting. The Kids' Choice Awards, that went down. hopefully none of the blimps did. Oh, the humanity, am I right? Ha ha ha. Emma Stone won Best Actress. And these are the kids. This is probably the most important awards. Like, genuinely, honestly, and truly. When you look at the general scope of televised awards, Kids' Choice Awards are pretty darn important. But, you know, there, a lot of things happened. I think the highlight of the night was Angelina Jolie, who won for best villain. She gave a little speech on, you know, being different to the kids. And, you know, she won for Maleficent. I'm actually surprised she won. I mean, I think Maleficent was technically protagonist, but, you know, but that, but still, you know, villain. I mean, Maleficent, she is a villain, but I'm just saying, it, you know, movie's about Maleficent. It's titled Maleficent. She's the protagonist. She's, but you know, she could still technically be the villain. But I mean, if you want to get technical, anyways, regardless. But Angelina Jolie, she won for best villain with thousands of votes from kids from all different places. Yes, you heard that right. The only people who voted were Angelina Jolie's children, who each only voted once. Hey, that's just what my sources tell me. And my sources are raccoons, so don't shoot the messenger. Well, no, he's the messenger. Shoot him. But you know, I guess I should probably get a pigeon, right? Yeah. Speaking of pigeons, McDonald's is beginning a Big Mac fashion line. Yes, that has nothing to do with pigeons, but they are introducing a fashion line about Big Mac. Don't worry, it's not anything that special. It's kind of just like those Burger King crowns that you can get if you go to Burger King at a mall, or probably like one of those really cool Burger Kings where they might have them. But yeah, it's just like that. But instead of a paper crown, it's just a really, really long paper belt so that the hardcore McDonald's customers can put around their waist. Yeah, it's kind of like a kind of like a WWE championship belt, I guess you could say. But it's not much championshipping going on there. But speaking of other big business moves and less pigeons, there is a new streaming service called Tidal. Well, actually, it was like not. It's like it's been around for a while. It was like some other country, I think Norway or something, but you know it's in America now, so made it in the big times. Well, big times to people in the United States. But I mean, did you hear about Tidal? I mean, I hear about like Norwegian, but let me I hear about Swiss chocolates and Swiss watches, but you know, we don't necessarily. I mean, have you heard about Tidal in Norway? That's what I'm trying to get at. Pigeons. Yeah. So, Tidal is owned by musicians, aka, well, I mean, like, not all of them are musicians. I mean, they're like, they sing and they perform, they're entertainers, they're musical entertainers, but they're not necessarily musicians. I mean, does Nikki play? I mean, I'm sure Nikki can play an instrument. I mean, I could always look up, you know, in this handy encyclopedia I have here, that, you know, what Nicki Minaj plays, because I'm sure it's in the encyclopedia, but I mean, come on, let's be honest, let's be honest. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they're still technically musicians, technically, but let's not try and say they're all like musicians, like that's musicians with ear quotes, my friend. Yeah, it's owned by musicians, and you know, costs like $20 a month or something. I don't know. Anyway, so they had like this big meeting. Well, not meeting. They had a press conference. Actually, I guess technically it was a small press conference compared to like, you know, like E. What's it called with the games? E. E. E40? E. E something. I think I should use an encyclopedia for this one. Hold on. No, I feel like I should know this. Well, what's it called? E. What is it called? You know, give me a second. I'll be right back with you. Oh, okay. It's E3. That's what it is. Yeah. Because you know, I guess they have like a bigger crowd. I didn't. The crowd didn't look that big. We got footage of the meeting, and I watched it, and I think there's a bunch of artists there, like Jay-Z, Beyonce, J. Cole, Daft Punk, I could keep on going, Pigeons, but they had Alicia Keys speak, most of the like the speech. You know when companies do like that, like BS speech about whatever they're trying to do, AKA make money, but all the stuff they got to tell the public about. They had Alicia Keys do that part, and I think she was the best choice, and I think they decided to do that because like she would probably like I th she's probably the best speaker up there, but probably because no one can speak the way Alicia's speaking. Because I mean, think. Come on, let's be honest. Okay, if Nicki Minaj went up there, she her voice would have kept changing throughout, the whole speech. She'd be like, "This is a service that you gotta buy, and you better buy it now, 'cause $28." Okay, that was bad. But that's what would have happened if Nicki Minaj went up. Okay, let's see. If Daft Punk went up, they couldn't speak, they'd malfunction. The guy from Coldplay, I guess just Coldplay in general, they couldn't go up there because, he doesn't rule the world anymore. Like if Madonna went up there, she would have just gone into business with herself, start like jumping on top of tables and stuff and, touching everything. Like Jason Aldean, if he went up there, no one would give two craps. If Rihanna went up there, her forehead would distract everyone. If J. Cole went up there, he would have made us all cry, probably. If Kanye went up there, he would, well, I wonder if he'd have his custom Yeezus Bible. Yeah, they made one of those. They made a Yeezus Bible. But yeah, if Kanye went up there, he'd probably let us know that Tidal has all the answers, along with himself. But go ahead, Kanye, go ahead, get down. No, like for real, Kanye, get off the stage. If Taylor Swift was there, he would have interrupted her, as usual. I mean, yeah, okay. So what, he did it once, but. Hey, listen, remember, Kanye is responsible for a small portion of Taylor Swift's success. It could be argued. Okay, I'm not gonna get into it. I'm not. No, Raccoon, I know. Yes, I know. She's America's sweetheart. She's apple pie. Everyone loves her. I'm kidding. I'm just saying it could. I'm just saying from a sympathetic standpoint, a lot of people could have gone out and bought more Taylor Swift albums because, this mean thing that Kanye West did to her. I'm just saying. Is I'm no, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. Relax, relax, dude, relax. I'm just saying. It's possible. Not a lot. I obviously Taylor Swift was going to be big. I mean, she was big at the time, but no. I mean, well, now she's like Meg. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm kidding. I'm okay. I was okay. Whatever, whatever. Okay. What if Beyonce went up there? Well, okay, let's be honest. If Beyonce went up there, after like 2 hours of applause, she would lip sync her speech to us. If Calvin Harris went up there, he'd put a force field up so none of us could really hear what he'd be saying. And if Usher went up there, he would have shushed us all. No, I'm kidding. You guys know that if Usher actually went up there and spoke, he would have been like, yeah, 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 yeah. It only sounds like I'm offbeat because there's no music in the background. Okay. What? Okay, yeah. What? Okay. Let me stop. Speaking of powerful cults, I mean, powerful institutions, well, I guess not necessarily, because, you know, the Queen of England's technically a figurehead, but the Queen of England's staff at Buckingham Palace, they're, like, revolting. Now, it's nothing, like, major. It's not, like, a major revolt. They want better pay. Like, some of her staff wants better pay because, they're doing a lot of free services and, you know, they, like, showing people around the palace and they think they should get better pay, you know? But, I mean, listen, if this revolt gets serious and they overthrow the Queen of England, like, and they take her crown, I mean, it's not gonna be worth much. It's just gonna be a paper crown from Burger King anyway. I mean, come on. In more important British news, Zayn Malik from One Direction left the band, if that's what they are. Yeah, they're a band, they're a group, they're a musical duo. Yes, they are musical performers. Let's get it right. No, they're talented, man. Raccoon, you know what you're talking. What is your name? Oh, Zayn. Oh, ooh. Oh, what a coincidence. No, you guys have, like, singer names, like, Squirrels, their names were Carly Rae Jepsen, I don't know why. Listen, small world, cold world. But, hey, I was being sarcastic about this being bigger British news, but One Direction technically has more power than the Queen of England. I'm just saying. Okay, don't shoot the messenger. Shoot a basket. Now, unless, you know, the basket's a messenger, then don't shoot the basket at all. Let's see. I mean, the guy left the group because he wants to do other things, you know? And, like, it's not that big of a deal. So, why are people, like, talking about it on their podcasts and stuff? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he's probably just gonna go join a K-pop band. Like, one of those Korean bands. Yeah, he's gonna join one of those. Why wouldn't he want to be in a Korean band? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not? And what's One Direction gonna call themselves now? Negative One Direction? Well, I mean, I guess not, because they're not, like, Five Direction. Because, you know, if they lost one guy, then it'd be Four Direction, but they can't be Negative One. I mean, they could be Negative One Direction. I mean, yeah. This situation is just zany. I finally devised a plan for world domination. Like, that's the reason I'm locked in here, if you didn't know. Because I'm supposed to be devising one. April Fools, I did not devise a plan, so, yeah, that's how we're gonna hit on April Fools. I'd hit on you, Raccoon. Come over here. I'll show you how I hit on April Fools. And last but not least, my Pringles. A model on The Price is Right accidentally gave away a car by revealing the right price to a contestant by accident, as I already stated, because I said accidentally. If any poetic justice were to be had, the car she gave away would have been a Model T. Wait. I made a mistake about something. Yes, I know this entire podcast. Whatever. Yeah, get out of here. The castle. It's not Buckingham Palace. It's Windsor Castle. That's like where the Queen of England stays on the weekend. That is the castle in which they want to revolt the staff. So, like I said, do not shoot the messenger. Do not shoot the messenger. You know why? Because when you shoot the messenger, you're gonna be like, I shot the messenger, but I didn't shoot the deputy. So, where's it gonna get you? Nowhere. Exactly. Okay, yeah. Happy Easter.
We mean no disrespect to any musician, with or without ear quotes. We here at the Golden Garage are aware that Taylor Swift can do good all by herself. Plenty of singers lip sync. Nicki Minaj can play the clarinet. And that Rihanna's forehead is not... Oh, who are we kidding?
This sketch is called The Easter Parking Spot. Because what else would we name it? Please enjoy. Are we not having a wonderful time on this beautiful Easter Sunday? Alright, praise God, praise God. We have a brother who's going to come up here and share with us his testimony. Come on up, brother. Come on up, brother.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I have a question.
What is your question, brother?
Which one of you go to church one time a year, sons of fishes, took my parking spot? I park in that handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries every single Sunday. Every single Sunday, I pull up in my cute little green jalopy, ready to praise the Lord in one of my cute little button-up shirts. Then I park in the handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries. So I come to church today, expecting to do the same thing. I look at my spot, and guess what I see? I see a little red Prius in the handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries.
So what is the problem, brother?
I want to know who parked in the handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries. That was my spot.
I parked in the handicapped spot.
Why'd you park in my spot? That's my spot. Who on God's green earth told you you could park in that spot?
But it wasn't by a hedge.
Then keep your mouth shut. Saying irrelevant garbage. That's why some of you are in such bad places. Always saying irrelevant crap just because you want to talk. Did you see who stole the cake? If you didn't, don't say anything. Talking about, no, but all the cinnamon rolls are safe. I don't care about the cinnamon rolls. I don't give two craps. Now, whichever one of you big-headed Neanderthal heathens took my spot better have a good reason why you took it. You haven't parked there for 51 weeks. What makes you think you can just slither over and park in the handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries?
Everyone is welcomed in the house of God.
Not in the parking lot, though. I worked hard to earn the right to park in that spot. Mr. Jackson. Y'all remember Mr. Jackson?
Ooh, I remember Mr. Jackson.
You don't remember crap. You don't know Mr. Jackson like I know Mr. Jackson.
In her defense, 50% of the congregation's last name is Jackson. Now, we have a message to get...
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to cut you off there, Pastor. I'm gonna have to cut you off there. Ain't none of you know Mr. Jackson. Let me reiterate. None of you know Mr. Jackson. Mr. Jackson would park in the handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries. Every Sunday he'd park there. Every gosh darn Sunday. Then one day after one church service, he said he was moving back to Florida to stop chasing skirts and go back with his wife, who thought he was on the Apollo space mission since 1969. He put his arm around me and said, I want you to have this spot. He said he's given this spot to me and not to let anybody else take it. So the next Sunday, for the first time, I claimed my spot, parking in a handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries. I got out the car and I swear I saw a ghost. Old Mr. Jackson came over with a C4 in hand and he blew up the car. He gave me his old green jalopy. Well, sold it. You know, Mr. Jackson doesn't give anything for free now. And said this jalopy is going to be the only car that parks in that spot.
He blew up your car?
Yeah, and I'm about to blow if I don't find out who took my parking spot.
Just park in another spot, brother.
I'm not your brother. I took my jalopy and monster trucked that Prius. Forget parking in another spot. That's my spot.
I parked in your spot.
Oh, you? Oh. Brother Lawrence. How's your cousin doing?
Oh, she's fine. Just keep on keeping on. You know, actually, she did some missionary work down in Africa.
You think I'd give one click about your cousin? Why'd you steal my parking spot?
There were no spots left when...
Then go take your little red Prius to any curb on the street and don't park in the handicapped spot right next to the hedge with the little red berries.
But I needed that spot. I'm handicapped. Ah, all is well. Glory be to God.
Good, then you won't mind when I break a few more limbs. Come here, let me break a little limb.
Somebody little help limb. Us
Come
me.
On, give me a limb. Give me a limb.
No, no. Come on, no, stop. Stop, stop. Come on, no, this is not... come on, stop. Stop it. Oh, come on. Oh, my good Lord. Choir. Choir. Start the next song. Just start the next song.
My name is Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to let a father cry out of public 77 times. I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to let a father cry out of public 77 times.
Well, boys and girls, that is our show. Thanks for listening, and thanks for spending some time with me. May God bless you, and goodbye.
Dr. K out.